Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Biggie, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Oh, the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio 610.
As the Astros get a chance to breathe, the Rockets await the selection of the number three overall pick, and the Texans are getting some work in. One thing has been established in 2022. There are a lot of sports topics that are up for debate. We can cuss and discuss, as Clint Sterner says. I give my point, so-and-so gives their point, and you go back and forth. But there's one thing in this town that is not debatable at this point. And that is that Justin Verlander has established himself as the best athlete in the city of Houston. Maybe you can say reestablished. Number one in ERA. Number one in WHIP. Tied for the most wins in baseball. If there's anything, and I feel weird in saying that it's surprising because I lowered my expectations for Justin Verlander because he's pushing 40 and coming off Tommy John. But the one thing that is not debatable in this town, as the Astros, by the way, 23-10 on that tough 33-game stretch. Justin Verlander is the best athlete in the city of Houston, and I don't even think there's anyone else that it can even approach the conversation with Justin Verlander being number one here.
It is a surprise, to be honest. I mean, you know, I think most of us were, like, hopeful, but maybe somewhat skeptical that he could, number one, come back like he has and then sustain it. And I know we're just a quarter of the season away into the season, but he is sustaining it such as it is. And he is. I mean, you're absolutely right. He's absolutely that guy in this city.
He is the number one guy. The Astros, by the way, 23-10 during that tough 33-game stretch. 33 games in 34 days. 23-10 and if you look ahead at what the Astros have in front of them, I mean, it is a soft, soft, soft 18-game stretch ahead. Three at Seattle, the sixth worst team in baseball. Three at Oakland, who's only a half game better than Seattle. Three at Kansas City, who's the third worst team in baseball. Then they play Seattle again. They play Miami, who's right there with Seattle. And they play the Rangers, who are 19-23. There's a massive opportunity for the Astros in mid-June before business kind of picks up and they face both New York teams, the Yankees and the Mets, two of the best teams in baseball, the Angels, who are really the only threat to them in the AL West, and the White Sox. It's a very, very soft, soft, soft stretch for the Astros. And really, it's kind of a soft league right now because 16 of the 32 teams, eight in each league, are below 500, and the Astros, for as much as I want to nitpick them, and for as much as I want to say, you know, this just doesn't look like a World Series team, and as much as I want to, despite them being one of the best pitching teams in the league, say, well, what about the bats? All they do is win, and it just, I don't want to say I'm spoiled, but it just doesn't, it still doesn't feel, despite all this, it just doesn't feel like this team is a World Series squad.
Come on, man. Come on now.
They're, when you go 23-10 and then you look ahead and there's easier work ahead, I mean, and you talk about what you're talking about with Justin Verlander, I mean this team is just, they truly are the whoopee. They truly are the whoopee.
I think they can be. I think they can absolutely get there from here. Let me talk you off the ledge a little bit here on why the Astros.
I'm not on the ledge.
Well, you know what I mean. Somewhat. You're leaning to. You're looking out the window. You haven't stepped out onto the ledge, but you're like, yes, they're great. Yes, Verlander is the best athlete in town. But there's always like, I don't know if there's still a World Series team. Let me help you with that. Okay. They've just gone through the toughest stretch that they'll see. 33 out of 34. They win all those games.
As far as volume, tough stretch.
33 games in 34 days, and they go 23-10.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that I think is very important. Despite their record, which is incredible, considering what we may have been believing, they've only played 20 games at home. They've played 35 on the road. So they are – not only have they made hay in this tough stretch, they got to make up 15 more games at home over the next few months. So they'll have the home field advantage. That doesn't necessarily work for Tucker, but it does for everybody else. And I think, and we've been very, not critical, but we've been watching Alex Bregman very closely like everybody else. He's kind of coming around. Alex Bregman is coming around, and I think that's going to be key for that guy with that experience. And certainly, you know, his leadership and everything else, he's been getting it done of late, and that's huge. He's reached base in, you know, 5 of the last 12 plate appearances. He's second now on the team, which some people may not know, in RBI, second in walks. He's ahead of Yordan in RBI. If Alex Bregman can keep that going and they have all those home games still coming, even when they face the tough teams, I think they're going to be able to build that cushion and then acquire somebody and maybe make that run.
And they have an easy opportunity. I mean, this is a big opportunity ahead, and they have Lance McCullers and Jacob Odorizzi on standby, and they also have an owner who's shown that he's willing to make the move. So I call them the whoopee. They remain the whoopee. And Justin Verlander doing what he's doing is just remarkable. My goodness. Tip of the cap to Justin Verlander. Tip of the cap to the Houston Astros.
And I want to bring this up because he's our favorite reporter out there now. Everyday reporter. All due respect, John McClain. Even though you're not retired, you're retired. I want to acknowledge something that I think is important for this show.
Okay. I know where you're going
with
this.
And important.
You talking about McClain sitting second row yesterday?
Nope. Yesterday might have been. And this is saying something now. This is a bold statement, and I realized that going in. It might have been the greatest day of Mark Berman's life. Yesterday might have been the greatest professional day. I'm not talking about kids and grandkids and all that, of Mark Berman's life. Did you see how he covered little 9-year-old Charlie Strong? And he's the one that emulates Luis Garcia's pitching motion. He went out to get some video of 9-year-old Charlie and doing the windup in his Little League game.
Is he related to Charlie Strong, the old UT football coach?
I don't think so. Charlie Spring. Okay. I wrote down his name wrong.
Oh, yeah.
And so he went out to his middle Little League game. Martin Maldonado got word of it, invited him to the Astros game yesterday. He did his little Luis Garcia pitching motion, got to throw out the first pitch to Luis Garcia, took some BP in the cage, met some players. Mark Berman tweeted in the span of 15 hours, 10 tweets about Charlie Spring meeting Luis Garcia. This is the story that Mark Berman lives for. I've got them all in front of me. He's got video of him. Look at Mark Berman's timeline on Twitter.
What do you think about that?
It's like Charlie Spring after Charlie Spring after Charlie Spring. That might have been the greatest day of his life. That's the perfect story that he likes to do.
Berman's getting soft.
But he's
getting
stories.
Even softer.
He loves the emotional heartstrings.
He's getting sentimental.
He always has been like that.
But it's extreme now. He's got a pet bunny, man.
He's got a pet bunny. He's got grandkids.
Yeah.
That's what, that'll do it.
He's doing his thing.
Yeah.
Mark Berman out there. The Garcia imitation right there. By the way, kid, don't be doing that in your Little League.
Well, game. I'm glad
that's,
you said
that's what I'm concerned about, because that's the thing that the I'm actually worried about the impact that Mark Berman is having on the youth right now, because you're giving this kid all this clout for this pitching motion, and no pitching instructor in the world should be teaching kids to throw the ball like Luis Garcia, especially at this age. That's a lot of stress on the arm. That's a lot of stress on the body. So while you say that it's nice of Mark Berman to do that,
it's a great story.
I actually think he might be responsible for a teenage Tommy John surgery if he keeps this
up. It was a great story.
I'm actually concerned about what Mark Berman
is
doing.
It was a great story. It was the greatest day of Mark Berman's life. He got to get the you know, tug on those heartstrings, and all these Astros fans going, aw. But I'm glad you said that, because my opinion on this, I know, might alienate some people, but I have something to back it up with. I sure hope this doesn't become a thing. I sure hope this doesn't become a thing. And the reason is, back when my kids were growing up, and maybe you even did this, how many kids tried to bat like Jeff Bagwell? At least a couple times. It didn't take. You can't hit a baseball that way. Only Jeff Bagwell could hit a baseball that way.
You actually, it was actually a good slump buster, because there was times where I would be in a slump and I would have Jeff Bagwell stance for a week. But it's not for the same reason. The only reason is because if you just keep your wrists up, it's actually good to keep your wrists up and turn on it. But if you're swinging at any angle like Jeff Bagwell, you're in serious trouble.
No. How many kids have you seen come up? Because they're,
well, you know what I did
in the minors and majors now.
You know what I did?
Not
when I was
one.
Up, I took it to an even stranger level. And this wasn't just like Jeff Bagwell. I was actually borderline sacrilegious with what I would imitate. I would do the Pudge Rodriguez, and I would do the Catholic, and I'm not even Catholic. So I would go up there and do like when I was a kid, I would do like the Pudge Rodriguez Catholic thing. I'm not Catholic.
But it doesn't
My mom
take.
Had to have a talk with me.
It's not how you hit a baseball. Only Jeff Bagwell does that. Only Bagwell. Only Luis Garcia can get. I sure hope this does. I did the Joe Morgan thing when I was a
kid. The elbow?
Yeah, I used to do the Joe Morgan thing. When I was a kid.
How about Julio Franco?
In Little League. How about Julio Franco? No. But this, don't let your kids do this.
Man, if there is ever a sign, Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you on a Friday, Junior, the evaluation of Davis Mills continuing. My goodness, a lot of nitpicking going on with Davis Mills. So we'll get into that. Texans on the field getting some work in. But if there's like any sign of like where baseball was compared to where it is, it's batting stances. Like every kid, whether it was at elementary, whether it was at middle school, like in the 90s, early 90s, 80s, whatever. I'm going like to like the millennial POV. Mm-hmm. You could do everyone's batting stance.
Yeah.
You could do every player's batting stance easily.
Mm-hmm.
Like in even people who weren't like diehard baseball fans, you could do it. People don't know baseball. Like go ask a kid right now to do Mike Trout's batting stance. They don't know where to start.
What is it? What is it?
And if they did it, most people wouldn't even be able to identify it.
Right.
That's where we're at. The good old days, man. Speaking of which, Figgy comes into the studio today, and he asks me a question. And it's one of those questions where Figgy asks it, he doesn't even care what the answer is, because he's just going to do whatever the F he wants to do. He says, do you want to feel old today?
Mm-hmm.
I said, no.
I really don't.
Not really.
No, I really
I
don't.
Figgy decides that he's still going to take it upon himself to get out what he wanted to get out. Apparently, 20 years ago today, two events happened. Number one, the Robert Horry shot against the Sacramento Kings, where Vlade Divac knocks it back, and Big Shot Bob, the former Houston Rocket, hits the shot.
Incredible.
20 years ago today.
Mm-hmm.
20 years ago, sir.
That's incredible.
That's nuts. And 20 years ago today, I guess the Eminem show. Dropped. So Figgy wanted to let me know that the Eminem show dropped 20 years ago today. Yes, I do, but I didn't want to. So he should have just told me without asking me. Like he didn't. Figgy didn't care about my feelings. He didn't value my feelings.
I think he was just making it was just kind of a comment. Like, I'm going to tell you something, but you want to feel old?
I said no.
There we go.
I felt old anyways. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. Coming up, a former Rocket says James Harden has fat boy traits. And he was actually defending him. Plus, We've heard John McClain versus Bill O'Brien. We've heard Bill O'Brien versus Brian T. Smith. But this run-in between an NFL player and a media type is the most intense that I've ever heard, and it happened not once but twice yesterday. You do not want to miss this on a Friday Junior next. And get that motivation to not give up and not be a quitter.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
The most intense, awkward, awesome interaction between media type and athlete that happened this week. And it not only happened once, it happened twice. And it not only happened twice, it happened in two different settings. I am not overselling this. This is wild as hell. Anthony Cohn, he covers the San Francisco 49ers. He also has a YouTube channel. Apparently, he's been pretty critical of Javon Kinlaw, the 49ers first-round pick a couple of years ago, defensive lineman who's had trouble getting on the field. And there was an encounter between he and Kinlaw at voluntary activities. Kinlaw wasn't on the field. He was on the training table. And when Anthony Cohn looked at him, Kinlaw went up to him, knocked the hat off of his head, and then started, I guess, busting a freestyle about him. This is Anthony Cohn on his YouTube channel talking about and describing the interaction he had with Javon Kinlaw at 49ers voluntary activities.
Javon Kinlaw, who is the king of the training room. He's usually in the training room. And I see him walking out. I make a mental note. We make eye contact and stands over my left shoulder staring at me, behind me. So I turn and I say, "Why are you looking at me like that, Javon?" And he said, "What are you going to do about it, you ass?" And then he said one more word that I can't say. And then he knocked the hat off my head just like that. But he wasn't done. Javon Kinlaw stayed out there to watch practice. And a few minutes later, I walked from one side of the field to the other to just to get ready for team drills. As I walked across, I passed the defensive lineman where Javon Kinlaw was watching practice. And as I was approaching, he saw me and he started rapping about me. There was a song and he started like putting in ad libs. He was like, "Boy, you a b-." I thought that part was pretty funny. I just don't understand why he's so mad. Like, Javon, what are you upset about? Is it the fact that I said you have an 80-year-old knee? Is it the fact that I said that you're a terrible pass rusher and you're just a two-down player? Is it the fact that I said the Niners shouldn't have drafted you and they should have taken Tristan Wirfs instead? Is it the fact that I said that you're unprofessional and immature? I applaud Javon Kinlaw for coming to speak to me directly. And I ask you, what do you think Javon's mad about?
All right, there we go. So that was the summary, but it didn't end at that because Anthony Cohn had a live stream talking 49ers, and he had an a surprise guest.
Yeah, he did.
And it was Javon Kinlaw, 49ers defensive lineman, and this is where it gets really crazy. Javon Kinlaw confronting Anthony Cone about their earlier interaction at practice. Get your popcorn ready.
What satisfaction do I get out of analyzing the 49ers? A lot.
Man, I understand that's your job, but like, I looked at you, you looked at me, you pulled your shades up, came walking over a little bit, put my chest on you, you turned towards me, and that was the rest of the story, fam. My nuts is bigger than yours, brother.
I asked you what I said about you.
My balls is bigger than yours, brother.
What did I say about you?
Don't worry about none of that.
Javon, you're going to come here on my channel and tell me what to say and what not to say. You should have some quotes. What did I say about you? Hey, Javon, let me tell you something.
Bro, f*** all that, man. Like, you're not going to see me every single day.
I'm going to be there every day, Javon.
Stop playing with me.
I want you to prove me wrong. And if you play wrong, I'm the first person to say it.
No, bro. I'm going to prove you. That's on God himself, boy. I'm going to show you, bro.
I respect
you. If I have a shitty season this year, I promise you, you can rail me all you want.
Javon, I got to call like I see it. I got to keep analyzing. You were a first-round pick of the Niners.
I don't care about Niners. What are you talking about, bro? Shut the fuck up.
Thank you very much, Javon.
There you go. So the back and forth between the media type and the player.
So there are oftentimes, not always, but a lot of times, both sides are wrong. And this may well be one. I'm not privy to the locker room over there in San Francisco, okay? I think Cone has been an antagonizer. I think he didn't just talk about injuries and, you know, the competence on the field. I think he crossed a line that you should be very careful about. And if you do, you know, be ready to hear about it. I think Kinlaw just had enough. And his only problem was he just couldn't filter it anymore. And just really sort of went over the line a little bit there too. I will say this. Most players, as you would might suspect, but they're being very vocal about it, not only are on Kinlaw's side, but they want Cone banned from the locker room. And I think, you know, depending on any pattern of behavior, if this was a one-off, they won't do that. But any pattern of taking personal shots like that, I mean, I guess they could have that right.
I mean, I think criticizing players and doing it in an entertaining way is fine. I like calling someone's knee 80 years old is a little bit strange.
Well, he's done more than that. And I was looking at some of the stories, the pretty personal, you know, cutting things. Now, we criticize players all the time, every day.
Yeah.
But you have to
You have to face the music. Sometimes that happens.
Yeah. You're telling me I've done that in print and had them come at me. But
the 80-year-old knee and stuff, I guess that's type of thing. But it was an interesting interaction. It started out on the field, and then it went into the YouTube channel. I don't think either one of these guys are really looking too great, but it was definitely a popcorn moment. Amon Shumpert on Vlad TV. He defended James Harden, kinda, but he also talked about the occasional pudginess of the former Houston Rocket.
I mean, it's James, bro. I don't know. He's never been skinny.
Yeah.
You can't do cardio on a hamstring, bro. It's like the one thing you can't do.
He's gonna gain a little weight, man. I know y'all see it. He got the fat boy traits. He got it.
Yeah, his beard just hides it a little bit, you know?
Oh, man. He might have a little build that might get a little pudgy. It's okay, man. The man was still able to get to his step back balance, not fall, not get hurt. Like, I think that so rest was more important than the cardio.
Okay, there you go.
He was defending him.
What are fat boy tendencies?
Traits. Fat boy traits. I have them. A lot of people have them. Where you know, it's just the constant battle. You don't have them. You know,
no, I do.
No, I know you've gained weight here and there, and you've lost it. But you're generally thin. You don't have the fat boy traits. I do. It's just the constant battle. I get it. Most of our listeners.
What's the battle like? What is it? Just eating?
It's eating. It's making yourself work out. It's all of that and more. Like, how many times have you seen a guy that really does work, really does try to watch what he eats, but it's just harder than someone like you? Like, you can lose weight, and it's going to get harder. I got news for you as you get into your late 30s. But you most of your life, you can just lose weight on a whim, you know?
Speaking of which, I'm looking in the studio right now as we're having this conversation. Mm-hmm. I see two pizza boxes in the studio.
Well, here come the fat boy traits.
Well, I don't know. Now, this is going to really test your fat boy traits and see how fat you are or how fat you want to be. Because apparently those pizzas have been in there since yesterday.
Oh, thank you. No.
How does that happen? I don't want to.
Have they been touched?
How does that happen?
They've been touched.
How does someone leave pizza boxes in the studio for poor Figgy? Figgy's got to go in there
and throw them away and do someone else's
work. He's got to throw them away because we've had multiple guys on that side of the studio and we're just leaving pizza boxes in there. What are we doing?
When did they bring them in, Figgy?
I don't know.
What kind is it? Check it out. Let me see.
It's a cheese and a pepperoni.
Come on, man. What were you ordering
cheese for? Of course,
for?
The cheese is like 75% there.
What were you ordering cheese for? Goodness gracious.
It's damn near a whole cheese pizza.
Just terrible. Just leaving pizza boxes in there for my man, Figgy. He's trying to go in there in that small, compact spot, hold it down, be the best in the
smell
world.
Smell like Domino's in here,
goddamn
man.
Goddamn crust in there and garlicky smell and all that type of stuff. I'm sorry about that. Landry Locker, John Lopez. Figgy Fig with you. Davis Mills versus Zach Wilson. What is the outlook on both of those guys? And an NFL expert says that they are similar in more ways than you may think. Plus, the 2022 quarterback market after the season, why it's a lot like my margaritas next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Presented by Flying Saucer Draft Emporium. You're in the loop
on Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
Davis Mills, the evaluation's intensifying. And this is actually the money spot for Davis Mills' evaluation because the Texans aren't like, you know, the Patriots. They aren't like the Jets. There's not a lot of national attention, and the Texans haven't deserved national attention lately. So you have a lot of guys, whether it was Chris Sims, whether it's the guys that we're about to hear from, whether it's Scott Pioli, that are kind of cramming their Davis Mills homework into, you know, just a small window so that they can get a grasp of the Texans quarterback situation heading into next year. And I actually think that's a good way to get an accurate assessment because they're taking the time to sit down. They're watching about 3 hours of games, and you can see the natural progression. It's not like if these national media types are following the Jets and it's Zach Wilson and you're kind of watching it in motion. You're seeing it in a small window, and I think it's interesting. I think it's very valuable. You've heard Chris Sims say good things about Davis Mills. You heard Scott Pioli say good things about Davis Mills. And now on the Athletic Football Show, this was an interesting conversation about Davis Mills and the similarities yet differences between him and another second-year quarterback, Zach Wilson.
Another good understanding of what's being run. He's got a lot, really nice polished mechanics and polished footwork and all that. I would say solid arm strength. I would say solid. I wouldn't say good, great, but solid. He can make the throws. He can do what he has to do. He has a pro-level arm and pro-level accuracy. Like, everything about him, he's pro-size. Like, I get it. I think that's what I liked about him. He really understands what's being run. And as for to see that a rookie quarterback, every snap and understanding coverages and everything, it's him and Zach Wilson could be any more opposite. What they can do, like the ceiling of it, but how they understand what they are. And that's kind of how I could compare Davis Mills there.
That's Robert Mays and Nate Tyson. I think that's a really interesting way to put Davis Mills. Him and Zach Wilson are the opposite. And what he's saying is Davis Mills plays within himself and doesn't get too carried away and try to do crazy things, which he might need to start doing. He might need to find that middle ground. But on the other hand, Zach Wilson will make mistakes that don't make sense, but he feels the ceiling for Zach Wilson because of the talent is higher than the ceiling for Davis Mills. So that's the comparison that he made. And I thought it was a very interesting one. And I think these two guys, as far as second-year quarterbacks, it could go either way with either one of these. A lot of people big on Zach Wilson. He lifted some weights. He looks better on Instagram. I'm not that big on Zach Wilson. But these two guys, very different, yet very similar in that this is going to be pretty much a prove-it year for both of these guys.
I am not sure if that's something that should make you feel good or how good or not. Because clearly the evaluation is, and others have said it as well, Davis Mills has polished his craft, you know, or his polishing. I mean, he's
what do you mean?
Like he is done the footwork. He's been able to become the right type of quarterback for the NFL. All the right reads, all the right positions, and how he positions his bodies for throws and everything. So, like, is that the ceiling? You know, is the question. Whereas Zach Wilson can run a little bit, has the stronger arm, might have that higher ceiling. So it's like, how much more can you get out of Zach Wilson? And is that a good thing?
How much can you get out of Zach Wilson or Davis Mills?
How much more can you get out of Zach Wilson if he does polish his craft like Davis Mills has? You know what I mean? Like Davis Mills, how much more upside is there for him?
I don't know, and it's going to be interesting to see, and we'll get into the surroundings at 11:20, some stats that are going to blow your mind. But I wanted to look at the quarterback market of next season. If the Texans are in the quarterback market, and let's say that Davis Mills doesn't pan out, and let's say that ceiling becomes more clear, and the Texans are going to be looking for a new quarterback, whether it's Bryce Young, whether it's C.J. Stroud, how many teams could they potentially be competing with on that market? I've put together a list, and the list as of right now is like my margaritas, half and half. Half the teams in the NFL, I believe, will not, with 100% certainty, will not be on the quarterback in the quarterback market next year, and there's some other ones that could be. Let's just go through them, and you tell me if you agree or disagree. The first side of the list is 100%. These teams will not be looking for quarterbacks after this season, no matter what. Their commitment to their current guys is strong enough to where, whether it's drafting somebody, whether it's trading for somebody, they will not be in that market. Jacksonville. They're not going to give up on Trevor Lawrence this year, no matter what.
You can run through most of these because I completely agree.
Buffalo Bills. They're fine with Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Patriots with Mac Jones. Interesting. Yeah,
they're not gonna.
At least not after this year. Joe Burrow in Cincinnati. Deshaun Watson and the Browns, they're not going to be on the market. Steelers with Kenny Pickett?
No, they won't.
Baltimore with Lamar Jackson?
Of course.
Chiefs with Mahomes?
Chiefs, Chargers.
Chargers, Raiders, they committed to Derek Carr. Broncos, Russell Wilson. Cowboys, Dak Prescott, couldn't even get out of that contract if they tried.
Mm-hmm.
Packers with Aaron Rodgers, 2-year commitment. Kirk Cousins got an extension, 2-year commitment. San Francisco drafted Trey Lance, they don't even have draft equity. And then the Rams just gave Matthew Stafford a new contract. So 100%, those 16 teams will not be on the quarterback market no matter what. So the Texans will not have to worry about them.
Let me put one qualifier on it.
Okay.
Like Vikings first round quarterback. Like they could see like maybe a third rounder that they see value in and they bring them in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. I mean, if
maybe even the Packers, although that would be a great story.
They already drafted one the first a couple years ago.
I know. But I'm talking like not a first rounder, but someone they might see value in.
Yeah, I'm talking like top of the line, top quarterback market. Not like a day two guy. Like top of the line, those 16 teams
correct.
Out.
Right.
Potentially in the market. This is where it gets interesting. This is the other half. Texans with Davis Mills.
Absolutely.
Titans with Ryan Tannehill.
I think 100%.
Colts with Matt Ryan. We don't know how that's going to go.
Yeah.
Miami with Tua.
Yeah.
Jets with Zach Wilson. I don't know
about that.
This is awkward because do they, if the Jets, let's say the Jets are one of the worst teams in the league again. Do the Jets go Josh Rosen with Zach Wilson? If Zach Wilson has a bad year, and let's say the Jets have a top five pick, and there's a few quarterbacks that they're already talking about going in the top five.
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
Are the Jets, because this is why I would almost rather be in the Davis Mills business than the Zach Wilson business. Because I'm not very big on Zach Wilson, but when you draft someone number two overall, a lot of times he's going to get the benefit of the doubt, and you might drag it on a little bit too long and longer than you probably should and longer than your eyes tell you you should. So the Jets, I would understand if they remain loyal to Zach Wilson, but I think it depends on how bad things are. If they're a top five worst team in the NFL again and Zach Wilson's struggling, I'm not going to 100% say the Jets would get out of the quarterback market, especially given how much they've done to put a team around Zach Wilson this offseason. That's the other thing. Like, it's not like he's on an island of his own right now.
Yep.
They've done a ton. They're getting a lot of praise for their offseason. A lot.
It all depends on where they're picking. You mentioned it, because if they are that top five pick, there's going to be a lot of pressure with those guys there.
Now, I actually will move this team into the market, although they did trade for Carson Wentz, but Washington, it could go either way, but I don't anticipate a Carson Wentz revival. So you could put Washington either way, but I'm not 100% putting them in because they did give up a couple of picks for Carson
Wentz.
Yeah,
I agree on that, but he could fall and all of a sudden everything changes.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Philadelphia with Jalen Hurts. Overachieved last year, but this is going to be the make or break year. They got a lot of draft equity. They actually traded one of their first round picks this year to get another next year. People immediately wondered, you know, did they have a quarterback in mind there? Philadelphia could potentially be in the markets, and they have the draft equity to be very aggressive if Jalen Hurts doesn't pan out this year and give them what they hope.
Just a huge story in Philadelphia with all those hopes they have on him and what they've done, and it could change, you know, just like that.
I could see Philadelphia having a pretty good year this year.
You know, he's – it might not be top five, but he's one of the top MVP odds on the board.
What?
He is.
Jalen Hurts.
I saw it this morning.
I know they led the league in rushing. Nick Sirianni, it was a scrutinized hire, but he did a hell of a job last year. Giants with Daniel Jones. I think the Giants will be in this market, but I'm not 100% going to say it yet. But Giants with Daniel Jones didn't pick up the fifth-year option. Giants with Daniel Jones potentially in the market, but if I had to bet on it, I would say yes, but I wouldn't say 100%. But There's a strong chance Giants are in it.
I think it's close to 75% right now.
Saints. The reason I'm not putting the Saints 100% in is because they have a good enough team to where I don't know how much of a hurdle they're going to be for the Texans. If the Texans want a quarterback and the Saints want a quarterback, given the fact that Caserio has two first-round picks, I don't know how much of a hurdle the Saints are going to be. And they do have somewhat of a commitment to Jameis Winston, somewhat.
Yeah, I think they're right up in there with Washington, don't you think? Kind of one of those teams, like, older guy, not old, but older guy, let's see what happens, and then we could all of a sudden be in it.
Now, Falcons and Panthers are potentially in the market, but I would bet on them being in. So, the Panthers right now, they might trade for Baker Mayfield, they might not, but Panthers and Falcons, it's going to go from, unless Desmond Ridder comes in for Atlanta or Marcus Mariota revives himself like Ryan Tannehill did with Arthur Smith, who is the coach in Atlanta, those teams, it's not even going to be an option next year. They both tried to get Deshaun Watson. Those teams could aggressively be in this market.
100%. Absolutely.
Tampa Bay, I mean, they're committed to Tom Brady. This could change, but I think Tom Brady's going to retire after this year, but I'm damn sure not going to bet on that. But when you have $30 million waiting for you to analyze on Fox, and you actually have predicted that Tom Brady's going to finally have a downfall this year, I agree with you. Mm-hmm. Tampa Bay could be in the market, but it's really going to be up to Tom Brady, and I'm not going to ever bet on Tom Brady retiring.
Yeah, but aren't they in the market no matter what at this point?
How high up in the market would be my question?
I would say pretty dang high, try to get whatever they can, because even if he does add another year, which I agree with you, I don't think he will. I mean, that's it. I mean, he's got that Fox thing working.
Bears. The Bears have Justin Fields this year. It's interesting when you listen to the dialogue from fans, media types out there, they're not convinced that Justin Fields is the guy. It's almost like another Jalen Hurts, like what they were saying about Jalen Hurts last year heading into year two. This could go either way. I don't know what a Matt Eberflus, what the offense is going to look like. I don't know if it's going to be a good fit for Justin Fields, but I could see this going either way, where they try to build on what they get with Justin Fields, or the Bears are just completely in the market and Matt Eberflus is trying to find his quarterback instead of the one that he inherited in Justin Fields.
All right. Something else I was looking at this morning was a breakdown of Justin Fields' mechanics, and apparently it's just an absolute mess. So it's all about fixing him and then seeing what you got.
Now, the Lions got to think that they're going to be in the market, but I wonder how good they're going to be. Peter King had them as the 20th best team in the NFL, which I thought was interesting. Peter King says a lot of things, but he had them as the 20th best team in the NFL. They can get out of Jared Goff after this year. I would bet on the Lions being in the market, but if they're as good as Peter King says they are, it might be a lot harder for them to actually be like a hurdle that the Texans have to leap over to get their guy, unless you believe the Texans are going to be in the top 20 in the league too.
Well, if they're that, they won't be in the market. I can't imagine that they would move on after all the struggles they had to finally have however many wins that takes to get into the number 20 spot.
Arizona Cardinals. This one's interesting. Kyler Murray, he's a holdout. They got some drama going on there. I wouldn't be shocked if Arizona were on the quarterback market and the biggest threat to the Texans. And my reason for saying that is I could easily see Kyler Murray being a guy that's traded after this season. If he doesn't get a contract, Arizona tries with him, it doesn't work out, and then Kyler Murray is traded. I could see that happening, or maybe they give him the contract extension. It just seems like if they were going to give him the contract extension, it would have happened by now. But you never know. This one could go either way with the Arizona Cardinals.
See, I think they're going to buckle, and they're going to sign him, and he's going to be there. He's 24, man. I mean, you know, I know he struggled, and we all saw what he did in the postseason and late in the year, but I just can't see them letting him go.
Seattle Seahawks, I don't know what they're going to do in regards to Baker Mayfield. So do they trade for Baker Mayfield? Is Baker Mayfield enough for them to stay? This is going to depend on if Baker Mayfield goes to Seattle or not. But Seattle's another one of those teams that it could go either way. Just got to wait to see what happens with Baker Mayfield, how the Cleveland Browns handled that.
That's the story in Seattle. Somewhat the story in Carolina as well. So, those, you know, Baker Mayfield still holds the keys on a lot of this.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 6'10". The market at 50-50, who knows? It's going to depend on what happens with the Houston Texans and what their record is or isn't. Texans getting some work in. Davis Mills getting some work in. Meanwhile, in Cleveland, Deshaun Watson yesterday interrupting press conference to give someone a Rolex.
I knew this was going to happen. You talked about it when we were doing the toss with Wade and Seth. You know, are you surprised? But it just, once you see it, it just kind of hits you. Deshaun Watson is doing everything he can public, you know, relations wise. I mean, come on. He did that in front of all the cameras. He could have given him that Rolex at any point. And he's going to give, I think, $50,000 to his dad, to Walker's dad's school, high school football team. And he's going to pay for all his suits, which I thought was an interesting add-on to the gift.
Those aren't cheap suits.
They're not cheap shoes, but that's an interesting. I like it. Did all that. I did the Rolex thing publicly. Posed for a bunch of pictures with military, which was obviously, you know, designed. But the thing that really got me is, I mean, he is. It's just OTAs. It's all it is. But people are going nuts about how good he's looking already.
They should. I mean, does that surprise you?
And you're right. It's no surprise. But once you see it,
have you ever questioned Deshaun Watson's like on-field ability?
I never have. I'm just saying, once you see the video, you start seeing guys that cover the Browns for a long, long time. You hear Stefanski. You hear all these teammates just raving about him. You're like,
they've never seen a quarterback like that.
Never seen one like that. Ever. And it just sort of like, I guess, what, you know, becomes real, so to speak. And it could get real awkward just watching him, even though, you know, he's gone and all that, just watching what he does up there.
You mean awkward from what perspective?
From a Texans fan perspective. Like, we had that guy. We had him. And say what you will about all the circumstances that led to him going somewhere else, but he was right here. And now he's doing it for the Browns.
$50,000 Rolex. Is that like something that you want? I'm not a PR guy. I'm not a branding guy. But is that like something that looks favorable, like interrupting a press conference to give a Rolex?
I think he thinks it does. Because look, you gave me your number. You didn't ask for anything. I'm going to give you a Rolly.
Okay. So you interrupt the press conference to give the Rolly?
Hey, it's PR, man. Like, look how nice he was.
Is it good?
Didn't he? He spent all this money, over $100,000, not counting the suits.
Those suits are going to probably be about $100,000. You see the way he dresses.
Yeah. It's just like, oh, look at Deshaun. What a great teammate.
Very interesting. Quarterback market, Davis Mills evaluation continues. 11-20, some stats that, I mean, you thought the Texans' offense was ugly last year. Wait till you hear some numbers to back it up. Absolutely wild, wild stats coming up between 11-15 and 11-20. Coming up, the best athlete in Houston has been established, and it isn't even close. And Jeff Bagwell is my hero because he took a shot at one of the worst movies in the history of sports movies. Next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.